And hello, 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 and welcome back. You are listening to Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island here on AM 790, your station for talk and business. I'm Bronwyn Dannenfelter, your host, and I'm here with Barnaby Evans, the creator and artistic director of Waterfire. And we just had a great conversation. We're talking all about our December 19th fire there with Sean Carew, who is the executive director of the Providence Rescue Mission. It's going to be a great, very special Christmas Waterfire lighting, thanks to an anonymous donor. Who you know who you are, and but it's going to be a wonderful night, December 19th. If people want more information, I know that Barnaby said it before the break, but we'll say it again. Barnaby, what is it? www.waterfire.org/Christmas?
That's correct.
All Absolutely. Right. And people can find out more information there. But, you know, talking about food and the Christmas spirit and food and signature events in Rhode Island. I'm so excited to introduce our next guest, who's a member of the Waterfire Board of Directors, and so we've known him in that capacity for a while, but even before that, you were on our radars, John Skank, who is the publisher of Edible Roadie and an amazing magazine.
Thank you.
So it's a pleasure to have you in here. And I can see, you know,
great to be here.
For anybody who doesn't know, Barnaby, I'm about to let out a little secret about you to everybody out there. On the front of the Edible Roadie magazine, it's all about chocolate. And anybody who knows...
The current issue, absolutely.
Yeah, and anybody knows Barnaby, that works with Barnaby, that's known Barnaby for even a little while, knows that chocolate is one of his favorite things.
That's why we did it.
But John, it is such a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you.
So how many years, Edible Roadie?
Well, Edible Roadie's been in existence for about 8 years. It was started by a gentleman who, after publishing the magazine for a year or so, felt the call of his native land and moved back to Seattle. And Washington, where he started in Edible Seattle. But he sold the magazine to me and his then editor, Jeannie McPherson Trevor, who was working for him in a freelance capacity. And Jeannie and I picked up the magazine from Alex Corcoran, the former owner. And that was about 7 years ago. And Jeannie and I have been publishing Edible Roadie ever since. And I think both of us, I think I can speak for her, and saying that we have never had so much fun working in either of our lives. And I've been working a lot longer than she has. But Rhode Island is absolutely the best place to be in a food and people business that I can
full
imagine.
Of treasures, isn't it? It's just extraordinary.
It's and the people are so great. My wife, Holly, and I moved up from New York just about 8 years ago. And we didn't really know what to expect. We had some friends up here, which is really why we came to Rhode Island. But I can tell you, we'd never looked back. We just we found such good friends here. We found the lifestyle to be absolutely perfect, at least for us. Love being close to Boston, love being within spitting distance of New York. We still go back to the city once or twice a month and have lunch. Mm-hmm. But and one of the things that got us on the bandwagon early on was right after we moved up here, we had some friends up from New York and we went to a Waterfire. And we went down to we didn't really know what to expect, and we went down to the river. And there was a, I think it was a, they were giving tango lessons in outdoor ballroom. And so we wandered up and down the river. We saw the lighting. We saw the boats. We wandered over to the Sovereign Ballroom and saw the dancing. And we all jumped on the dance floor. Mm-hmm. And I have three left feet. And, but the eclectic, nature of the group on the dance floor was what really won us over. We're New Yorkers, and we always expect there to be a little bit of an edge to things. Mm-hmm. And this was just so friendly and so mellow and so musical, and you could just soak in the atmosphere of a city that had turned itself over to kind of benevolent enjoyment. It was right. So That's kind of what hooked us in.
And the food, of course.
And the food. Well, right after I got here, I teamed up with a friend in the city, Debbie Moxham, who now is in charge of our ad sales at Edible Roadie, to write a guidebook to Providence restaurants called The 91 Best Restaurants. And that was a really fun project until I had to figure out a way to lose the 25 pounds that spending a year going out to eat once a day cost me. But that's sort of what introduced me to the food culture in a serious way. And it's just gotten 91 times better since then.
But have you always, when you were in New York, were you doing
When I was in New York, I worked in magazine publishing. Back in the Mad Men days and somewhat beyond. But we had expense accounts, and we were actually encouraged to use them. And so my friends and I would eat out all the time.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And back in the day, you had to have a receipt if you spend more than $25 on a meal. And so the object of the exercise was to see how many lunches you could pull off in a month for $24.99.
You know, where are
we
those
were good
days?
At it.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, we're talking about 1969, 70, 71. Right. But now the receipt level's a little higher.
Well, let's talk about the food in Rhode Island.
Yes.
I mean, it's been fascinating to watch the scene grow and watch its sophistication, but also its international flavor. There's mm-hmm. just every type of place. There's casual places. There's fine dining. And Rhode Island is getting increasingly known. I mean, we get stories about Waterfire. We get stories about the food culture and the restaurants. And
yeah. It's the great thing about it is that it has the breadth and the cosmopolitanism, the eclecticism of big city dining in a small city setting. You can always park.
Yeah.
One of the places that we like to go is a place we wrote up in this current issue of Edible Roadie, and we'll get to the chocolate features in a minute. But one of the places that we write up is a place called El Rancho Grande, which is a Mexican restaurant.
A wonderful Mexican
restaurant with, I think, some of the best Mexican food I've ever had, including in New York.
And where is that located, John?
It's located on the west side.
South of Olneyville.
Yeah, it's you go out on Route 6, you take the first exit off of 10, and you sort of loop around.
It's right there, yeah.
Yeah, and it's right there. It is,
we'll get the
address, used to be easier to get to, but...
That's it. Plainfield Street.
Plainfield Street.
311 Plainfield Street.
Yeah. And no reservations, but even if you have to wait, get yourself a margarita, and it's pretty painless. But Maria makes this spectacular mole, and we pried the recipe out of her for this issue. And one of the things that we suggest when we present the mole recipe to you is that you make it with family or friends.
Okay.
Right. And so
a lot of parts. Yeah.
And a lot of them have to be ground in a mortar and you know, you can't use your Cuisinart for this one.
So a mole is like a long stewed sauce.
Yeah.
And it
contains, among other things, chocolate. Yeah.
Barnaby. Chocolate.
Absolutely. It's a sauce.
That's the segue.
Served on poultry.
Yeah.
That is a chocolate based. Spicy, savory sauce.
It's not. You can pick up a little sweetness. It's in our recipe. It's got some plantain in it, and
we got to come back and talk a little bit more about this mole, and more about Edible Roadie, because this magazine's great. It's got all sorts of recipes
information. It's handsome. It's well designed. Great photography. Wonderful writing, and an extraordinary range of stuff you cover.
So we're talking to John Skank, the publisher of Edible Roadie, this incredible magazine, and we will be back in a moment. You're listening to AM 790, your station for talk and business. And And hello, 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 and welcome back. You are listening to Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island here on AM 790, your station for talk and business. I'm Bronwyn Dannenfelter, and I am here with Barnaby Evans, the creator of Waterfire. And we are here with our great guest, John Skank, who is the publisher of Edible Roadie. And if you have not seen this magazine, it's absolutely awesome. I mean, really highlighting all of the incredible, not only restaurants, but food here in our own little Roadie. And so, John, there's like certain things that this is a quarterly magazine, but that you have in every magazine that comes out. What are some of those?
Well, one of the features that we have is one called Cooking Fresh on a Budget. And I think one of the things that concerns us is that there might be a perception out there that eating well is something for people who aren't necessarily doing well. And so Cooking Fresh on a Budget is really great recipes with the ingredients costed out. So in this issue, for example, we have a recipe for something we're calling Make It Your Own Noodle Bowl. And it's a ramen-like dish. And the whole cost for the dish with just the egg and the noodles is $15.87 for four servings. Yeah. And that could make a lot of people very happy at dinner time.
Absolutely.
And the beautiful photograph of the dish. We also do something in the front of the magazine that we call Local Brew. Right.
Oh.
This is a story about a chocolate stout that is made locally by Sean Larkin at...
he used to be at Trinity. Or is he still at Trinity?
Yeah, yeah. He's prepared this on our behalf, and it's got a beautiful picture of a big, dark glass of chocolate stout. But it was created especially for us. He says he's going to make it available in his restaurant at Equal Exchange, which is where he got the cocoa powder. It's not his restaurant, but Revival Brewery is where you'll be able to find it over the holidays.
You know what that looks like? It would be good with some vanilla ice cream in it, and you could make like a chocolate beer float.
But this has already got the chocolate. Yeah, well, that might be good.
Yeah. That would be good.
Yeah.
Just throwing it out there.
And we always have a feature on new local places. We try to always find people who have just joined the local food scene, who have something to offer. We do some history. This issue has a wonderful story about the taste of chocolate in Colonial Newport. And not too many people knew there was a taste of chocolate in Colonial Newport, but it turns out there was a guy named Aaron Lopez who was of Portuguese descent and in 1767 made 4,000 pounds of chocolate in Newport.
Exactly. That's amazing. And you also talk about Chocolateville up in Central Falls.
Central Falls.
And Pawtucket.
Yes, we do.
Was that literally its name, Chocolateville?
That was what Central Falls used to be called.
Yeah, that's the original name of Central Falls. It's Chocolateville.
Wow.
I think we should go back to that myself.
But I know the other thing that I noticed in here, John, that I really loved is that you've got always a listing of the different fresh fruits and vegetables and seafood and meat and dairy that are in season. Because we know if something's in season, then it is affordable. Going back to that, you know.
And that's also a reminder to our readers that there's always food in season in Rhode Island. And so you don't have to buy your vegetables in a cello bag from California or South America. Right. Mm-hmm. That our local farmers are still producing things that are good to eat and drink all year round.
Yeah, and I see that you also list farmers markets in here. So because there are winter's farmers markets happening.
Yes, there are. There's a wonderful farmers market in Pawtucket. And there are other seasonal markets around the state.
Now, John, I know that we only have a couple of minutes left here, but so this is such an amazing magazine. How can people get their hands on it?
In every issue at the back, there's a directory of advertisers, and each name has a little widget next to it that indicates that it's a place where you can pick up your copy. And almost all of our advertisers, if they have a retail presence, carry the magazine. If you don't have a magazine in front of you, you can go online to edibleroadie.com and look for where to find it, and you'll find that same list
And the magazine's for free at these stores. Yes, I don't think you mentioned that. This is important. It's a beautifully produced, informative, thoughtful, fascinating, up to the minute. I see the Salted Slate has something in here, which has been open for a few weeks. But this is a magazine that's produced with a sort of love and engagement, and it's available for free at many of the sort of members of the food community here.
Yeah.
And they're all listed in each issue, and I urge people to discover this. It's one of the great foundations of what's making the food scene so exciting in Rhode Island.
Yeah, and I think, you know, especially pick this one up, because as John said, there's a great there's a lot of great recipes in there, but one to do with your family at this holiday time, this mole.
Make a mole.
Make a mole. I like that. That's got like a ring to
sure.
it.
Sure.
You know, make a mole. And, you know, there's also some great ideas for Christmas presents. Look at that Sweeney's chocolate. Oh, or Garrison's chocolate, rather.
We have stories on local chocolatiers, which are absolutely amazing.
Well, you know, John...
Which is another subspecialty.
Yeah, it is.
We've got quite a few well-respected chocolateers here.
Yeah.
Apparently, which we've had since 1750. When you know
they go way back.
They go way back, absolutely.
You know, and I think, again, we've got such an amazing food scene here, whether it's, you know, Daniele and the prosciutto factory that's here, but so much good stuff happening in Rhode Island. And, again, the farmers markets, you know, support local, buy local.
Yeah.
And
can't go wrong.
Again, in Edible Roadie, you can find out a lot of great information. There's also a great drink section, and I'm just going to give a little plug here because I know her, because she was on the show. But Willa Van Nostrand is a contributing writer and always has got some wonderful apothecary delights, I guess.
Yeah, this one looks interesting.
It is.
So again, John Skank, publisher of Edible Roadie, thank you so much for being
thank
with us.
Thank you for having me. I love being here.
And thank you for what you're doing for the food scene. This has been just another important part of what makes the food scene so fascinating here. So, John, thank you.
Thank you.
To all of our listeners out there, thanks for taking the time and spending an hour with us. We've had a great time with you, and you can always go to the Waterfire website.
And December 19th, we have Water Christmas Waterfire.
We do. So if they go to the Waterfire website, they can hear this, but they can also go waterfire.org/Christmas, and you'll find lots of great information. Have a wonderful afternoon.